Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Tommy, I know with the cold and the snow,
yeah.
Concert season seems like a lifetime away.
I know.
But the last 6 weeks, artists have been announcing their summer tours, putting tickets on sale.
Nice to hear.
And people are getting very excited.
Oh, sure.
Some groups, Tommy, it's not even a question if they will be out on the road in June.
Yeah.
And for some reason, every time they go out,
mm-hmm.
their fans line up to see them.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Good news for the 35 to 55 crowd.
Who's coming?
Dave Matthews Band is back on the road. Hey!
I'm back in Canada, Jaguar.
Okay. Well, they're not coming to Canandaigua, actually.
Oh, where's he going?
So they're doing five shows in the state of New York. It looks like the closest they're coming is the Empower Federal Credit Union in May. The amphitheater out there.
Syracuse?
I think it's Syracuse. Yeah. I think they're also coming to, what is it, Bethel Woods? That's near Woodstock.
Okay.
Saratoga area. And here's the thing. Dave back on the road again is not surprising news.
No.
It seems that Dave and his crew go out every single summer.
Yeah.
It's almost like a annual summertime activity for people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know people that have gone for the last, 30 years.
He's the modern Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, that's a good call. And not only that, he plays almost all the same places every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for some reason, despite the fact that you saw him 12 months before, maybe sitting in the same seat you're sitting in now, those same exact fans, year after year, get tickets, pile in, and go see him.
Yeah, that guy's bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Are Dave fans unique in that way?
Well, I always put them with, like, Jimmy Buffett, Grateful Dead.
Okay.
The jam bands that everybody follows.
Yeah.
We have a buddy, he goes every year to those Mountain Jam, Desert Jam.
No, but here's the thing. At first,
he eats a lot of jam.
I was going to say, at first he thought it was a jelly festival.
But, I mean, like, those people just, like, I think they go for the whole scene and more than the music.
Okay.
The scene, the music, it's the fact that, like, bands like that have so many songs that they could play a completely different set list every concert.
Okay, but you also have to entertain the folks that are coming to see you for the first time.
More popular songs in there, but
like Your Old Man Loves the Dead.
Oh yeah,
I mean, the Dead is like they started this.
Sure,
yeah.
No, blame them.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I get you for jam bands.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. How many times can you see the same band live? Jam bands are known for this, but there are other bands who do this every summer that aren't jam bands.
Like,
REO, Speedwagon, and Styx.
Yeah.
Would tour together every single year for decades. They would come to the same spot. Motley Crue did the same thing.
But people love the Crue because it's also a party.
Okay. But REO, Speedwagon, and Styx.
So Van Halen was the same way. People loved Van Halen, and they just came for that whole California fun in the sun crap.
But towards the end, Van Halen wasn't touring every single year. REO Speedwagon Sticks every single year. The Crew every single year. How many times in a row can you go hear Babe?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, got to get it again. It's not even Dennis DeYoung doing
it. So, like, the king of all of it, now that I'm thinking about it, was the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Because the Beach Boys, after a while, they came to Frontier Field and were playing, like, after the game.
Okay, but here's the problem with the Beach Boys. It may be a little different than this, because at one time there were like four different iterations of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But they just kept grinding it out.
But I'm saying, I'm seeing a different Beach Boys each time I go.
But you're hearing the same tone.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And they had like celebrities sitting in, just hanging out.
Are we going to count John Stamos?
Well, yeah.
Celebrities?
One of your top drummers.
Also one of your top Stamoses.
To your point about going to see the same band multiple times, like not only will a lot of people that love those bands go to see the band like every night that they're in town and then travel to see them, but they'll also go see like the cover bands.
Yeah.
Like there are those big bands that come and draw a pretty big crowd, and those same people that have seen the real band and go to see the real band will also pay to see the cover band. I think it's just, it's the music, and to Tommy's point, the vibe of the whole show, right?
See, once they figured out, we'll put these bands on a cruise ship, that was genius.
No, but they don't even have to do it.
But they do it because they lock them in for a week. Think about, you go on one of these like 80s cruises, and there's like four bands.
Yeah.
That's it. And you're going to be on that cruise for, let's say, 7 days. You're going to go see the same bands every night for 7 nights.
But I do get to draw that, too, because like you have the chance to run into like Duff McKagan walking around the cruise ship. Or like,
walking around,
know,
he's probably running the bingo game.
And you're on vacation with everybody else who loves the same style music.
Yeah. Like, so it's almost like a community.
No, I get what you're saying.
Of like, you know, hippies.
252 WCMF, as we talk about, Dave Matthews Band again announces he's going to be touring this summer, and because of course he is every year. How many times can you see the same band live? And there are some draws past the culture of it and the tradition of it. Like these bands we're talking about, REO, Styx, Dave Matthews Band, anything involved with the Dead, outside of the actual Dead right now, they have reasonable ticket prices.
Yep.
Like, you're not paying a Stones or McCartney or an Elton
John.
It's not
a stuffy crowd.
You can get in the door for, like, these Dave REO Sticks, like, for under $50, $40, $30 sometimes.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat.
And it's fun. All their music is just fun.
Yeah.
It's getting drunk, having a good time, getting high, getting laid. I mean, that's what they're selling you.
But here's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are they also bands that... Because I've noticed... the age range that's at a lot of these concerts, and it's music that if your dad listened to it, now that younger crowd is starting to get into it, like it's a new thing for them. So I think that also draws more people in, and the reason why they keep touring is because they're kind of getting a new fan base every time.
The fact that you said parents, kids of Dave Matthews Band fans are now buying their own tickets just made me feel like the oldest
man.
Well,
they are. Yeah, they could be 20. Yeah, and they're 20.
Yeah, you got like the old Muffin Tops and the new Mini Muffin Tops all coming at the same time.
Oh, you mean the younger ones?
Oh, yeah.
Because
there's some Muffin Tops out there. Bro.
So when my husband and I went to...
Oh, the police are out front. They went to
not that young. I mean...
Legal Muffin
legal
Tops.
Legal statewide Muffin Top.
When my husband and I...
Where's Oak Ridge Boy tune of all time?
How's that go?
Got all legal Muffin Top. Muffin Top, Tennessee. I didn't even know if the Oak Ridge Boys did it.
Definitely bombed. You were saying, Kimmy. A lot of jokes you did not get there. I'm sorry.
When my husband and I went
this
to see...
This is the no Kimmy part of the show. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Is it my turn?
Oak Ridge is where they develop one of the nuclear weapons. Yeah, go.
You're done.
When my husband and I went to see Dead & Company, there was a family sitting in front of us. It was... A grandfather, his son, and his son's son.
Oh, man. Yeah, three generations of Deadheads.
So you went from Merely Dead to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, come on.
Come on.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
So, like, I know, like, if my husband and I, if we ever have a child, that child will be brought up on the same music that my husband loves.
So you got to, you have to step up and do the Grateful Dead cruise.
I don't know if I could do it.
Your old man would have a ball.
I enjoyed the concert and everything, but I don't know if I could do that for multiple days.
Could you imagine the amount of arrests trying to get off the boat with all of the drugs they would have in Florida? Yeah. Like, you would lose a third of the boat to, like, prisons in Colombia for decades.
I know that they do one. Some bands have also done, like, long weekend shows at all inclusives too.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
We have a friend that's down there right now.
Yeah.
You know, and they go every year to the same spot in Jamaica to see, I think it's Bob Weir and Company.
Yeah, maybe about
it's a Dead Company.
It's one of the Dead breakoffs, yeah.
But they go every year by this and they take a picture in front of the same palm tree for like 30 years doing this.
But like with those all inclusives and the cruises, right, you get the full band shows. A lot of times they'll also have at least from what I've heard, like the side projects or solo projects of that members of the band, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, like I think Kiss did this a couple of times where they let guys that used to be in the band come and do stuff at their conventions.
I am jealous because it looks like fun.
You mean of loving something?
Yes. You're the same way, bro.
I just don't think I could go to the same show over and over.
But they can, and they have fun. And it looks like I do not have that personality. But again, like, it's like when I watch golf, I'm jealous. I can't do it. Like, I wish I had that personality, because it looks like a way easier time than trying to be me.
Well, look, I mean, if we're talking baby steps, I would start with any personality in general.
It can be a little intimidating if you are just a casual fan, though, of those bands, because everybody around, all they want to talk about is that band and that music, and how did you like this song? Well, what are you hoping they play? And I got stuck talking to a lady outside the bathroom waiting for my husband in the bathroom, and she was asking me questions. I was like, oh, I don't know. That last song was good. I don't know what it's called. Like, I could immediately see the judgment on her face.
I like that song about trucks. You know, they truck over here, and then they go down trucking.
When I didn't know
the name
of the song.
6 days on the road,
song.
I'm trucking.
Here's what sucks, too.
I'm going to make it home tonight.
Here's what sucks.
What?
Kimmy being stuck outside the bathroom waiting for her husband. You know that dude takes like 40-minute dumps, so she's stuck there forever. She's got like five different conversations she's got to have. Yeah. They're backing up a septic truck.
Like, everybody wants to talk about it. The person you're sitting next to, anybody. Like, you would have to be at least somewhat knowledgeable of that band.
And social.
Yeah.
You know, as we talk about, again, Dave Matthews Band announces yesterday they're going back on tour. It looks like their closest shows are going to be the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater near Syracuse. I think Bethel Woods near Woodstock.
That makes sense.
Okay, like bands that tour every year, how many times do you see the same band? The only weird thing about seeing bands like this that we're describing that tour every year is they don't really put out new music.
No.
Like for Dave Styx, REO, The Dead, any Dead breakoff, you are literally seeing them play the same songs over and over. Like, it would make sense for a band that's still actively making new music to tour every summer.
Yeah, you want
to
hear their new album.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're getting an exclusive listen before anybody else that buys the record, right? But rarely do these bands put out new music. And if they do, and they start to play it, that's when you get a beer or go to the bathroom.
Right. They don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
So, because I can remember, too, so Dave Matthews, I think it was one of the first bands where you could bring in your own recording equipment and record their live music and take it home.
The Dead was one of the first bands.
But people could do it.
Yeah,
I thought Dave Matthews.
Dead let people do that for years. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you were
saying. Which I was saying, like other bands are so restrictive with their music and their copyrights, and they're just like, yeah, you can listen to it. I don't care.
I mean, I guess
we already made our money.
Yeah, what would stop somebody from doing that on their phone?
Well, no, like, Kimmy, when Tommy describes recording, we're talking like
people brought in like recording with microphones, and they would have setups.
Yeah.
Like to record like live music.
So they would have sticks that they would stick in the ground that would go up 10 feet above the crowd. The mics would come off and they would have like a legitimate. So you could have a live album recording quality tape.
So there were guys here in town because of CMF that they would say, hey, man, if you want this tape, I have like that particular show you're talking about from like where they say they were at Silver Stadium.
Okay.
And the guy would go, yeah, man, Weeze, if you want that, I got it for you. Like, they were that deep into it.
No, I know the tape trading. Your husband never got into that with The Dead? Like, collecting the shows that people recorded themselves? I would love to know.
It would be kind of hard to... I mean, we don't have anything to play any...
I'm assuming they were all moved to digital.
Well, but couldn't you... I bet you could find a lot of it on YouTube.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? Like, I think like you have so much of that right at your fingertips that, like, you wouldn't have to trade it the way you used to.
No, I get what you're saying. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You hear it all the time, Tommy.
What am I hearing, Pat?
New York, the state of New York, it's an expensive place to live.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be.
They tax you.
Not only that, no one's good with money. Oh. Everyone is spending on stuff they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you may be surprised to find out that our great state is one of the best of the nation when it comes to this.
Oh.
And maybe financially, we deserve to give ourselves a pat on the back.
Nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
I did not.
The state of New York is a top five state when it comes to people whose bills are in collections. And when I say top five, I mean we're like the five best in America.
So we're good with debt.
Yes,
so we have the least amount of people.
Yeah, least amount of people.
We know how to manage our debt.
Yes, we have the fourth least amount of people in America that let overdue bills go to collection agencies per capita.
Mm.
So we are really good at paying our bills on time. Now, we have a lot of debt, but...
But it's managed.
Exactly. We are paying our bills to the point where there isn't a debt company that is buying that debt from somebody else and calling us on a regular.
You ain't falling behind.
Yeah. Is this surprising to you?
Yeah, because when, first of all, I know you, and when I knew you, you were upside down.
Oh, that's interesting, because I know you.
I'm getting to me.
Okay.
And like all those busted-ass comics we knew that lived here, like we knew a dude who couldn't get a cell phone when they were giving them away.
No, like, and when you say couldn't get a cell phone, how much money do they want?
They wanted $1,000 deposit down on a cell phone, which was unheard of back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I saw, like, I always figured the whole country was, you know, busted him behind, but apparently not. So we're good.
And I would have thought it was even worse in New York, just based on, you know,
what it costs to live here.
Yeah, I was going to say, think of like, you know, Long Island, New York City, downstate area. Like, I would just think the cost of everything down there would put more people in a tough situation.
Yeah.
Tommy, you've also said in the past, you look around the greater Rochester area, all you see people buying things they don't need.
Yes.
Boats and RVs.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they need it, who knows? But at least they can afford it where they're not getting a call every single day. All right. Is the lower cost of living upstate the reason this number is so good?
What's the lower cost, though?
Well, compared to other places.
Long Island.
Well, no, I'm talking about even compared to other places in America. Like, you know, we talk about the housing market a lot on this show. We talk about groceries and things like that. I mean, as shocking as it can be sometimes, the cost of living in Rochester is low compared to almost every other place in America.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess that could help.
But I guess statewide it wouldn't, because then you would overcompensate downstate.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess you'd have to compare it to other similar states and where they're at.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're the size of Florida. Florida's a little bit bigger than us now.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
So I wonder where Florida falls in with the elderly and health problems and all that stuff.
Well, tell you what, as you guys keep talking, I can tell you.
Because I always think Florida, between the amount of stupidity that is down there and the old people, I would think they're behind.
Okay. So New York is fourth best. As I go down this list, I'm still going.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm still going.
Uh-oh.
I must have missed them. I'm going back up. Going back up.
All right.
Stand by.
Come on, Florida.
Somewhere in the middle there?
I can't find Florida.
Wait, they didn't make the list.
No, all the states are on the list.
They're no longer a state.
You can't. Okay, Florida came in like almost right in the middle at 29. So they're average.
So that's not good because they're a big state now. Their population is bigger than us. And if they're middle,
but it's per capita.
They're doing worse than us.
Per capita. Well, no, they're definitely doing worse than us. But, right. I mean, they're not in the bottom. I mean, they are in the bottom half.
Well, who's ahead of us?
You're talking about the best?
Oh, top five.
All right, I'll give you the top five. You ready?
Yeah.
When it comes to the amount of states that have the best situation when it comes to bills and collections for its residents.
Can I guess one of them?
Go ahead.
Delaware.
Delaware is not in the top five.
Oh.
In fact, Delaware... Stand by, because I remember seeing Delaware. Hmm. Delaware's in the bottom five.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, it goes, Mississippi is one.
Wait.
They're the best when it comes to stuff and collections.
Okay, is that because they ain't got no money?
That's a great question. You can't qualify for credit. You can't go into collections.
Oh. Yeah, if you're on the bottom, yeah, you can't. All right, so.
So it goes Mississippi, North Carolina, Hawaii, New York, and Massachusetts. Those are the top five.
That's a weird mix.
Yeah. All right, so let's go down that road then. So does that mean we are so good with collections, like the least amount of people having bills of collections, because either A, we pay a lot of things in cash. We do have a lot of old school cultures that like to pay cash here in New York. Or maybe are we not qualifying for credit?
No, because we're a rich state.
So then
New York City is a rich city.
So then are more people in the greater Rochester area paying with cash instead of putting things on credit?
Or they're just going to manage in debt.
Why would we be better than anybody else?
You would also think like states that
better
have
educated.
More people going to school would be in more debt. And I would think New York would be one of those states.
Okay. All right. But I don't know. Do student loans go to collections?
Well, they can.
They can? I don't know. You're asking a guy who went to MCC for 14 days. I don't know.
To be honest, I guess I don't know. But I would think like if you just stopped paying them, they're going to want their money.
Okay. Here's what's bothering me right now.
What's that?
All right. There is a certain segment of the population, as we talk about debt collection and collection agencies, that have no idea what it's like to have something go into collections. And what Kimmy just said, she's one of those people.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a bill go into collections?
I have. It was a $50 bill that I didn't know existed.
Okay, but that doesn't count.
Well, I got called. Okay. I mean, I got called by collections.
Okay, and when they called you, what'd you do?
I thought it was a scam.
Did you pay it immediately?
When I figured out it wasn't a scam.
Okay, I hate you.
Yeah, she's like that one girl. Yeah, I had a zit once.
Tommy, you and I,
as
you spoke earlier.
Oh, bro, I was on the run.
And what's weird about getting sucked into the debt collection lifestyle, at first there is shame, right? You don't want people to know. It affects what you can and can't do. You can't get most credit cards.
Right.
It's hard to get a new cell phone. There are things that can fall into collections that could come and be taken from
you. But there's shame that goes to the family.
Yep, all that
stuff.
If the
family finds out.
And it's not fun to wake up and like your car's not in the driveway.
Yeah.
But tell me if you felt the same way.
What's that?
As time goes on, it is pretty amazing how used to that lifestyle you get.
Oh, like, right in debt? Yeah, sure.
The shame kind of melts away.
Yeah.
And, like, your life now is running from debt.
Yeah, you just adapt to your debt.
Yeah. Like, the calls from the collectors don't even bother you anymore. You find workarounds for the things you can't get, like, you know, prepaid credit cards, cell phones that use phone cards. And that just kind of becomes normal everyday life.
It's that though. I tell you what, you do learn how to, you know, figure it out.
It almost feels like you get to a point where you just decide as a human, this is who I am now.
Yeah.
I am debt collector guy, and there's nothing I can
do. Yeah, because you don't see a way out. So, you, like, to your point, this is how I live.
Like, there was a point in my early 20s where I legitimately thought, if I never answer the phone,
they're going to find me.
They're going to stop calling because you can't get blood from a stone.
No. And then do you remember the first time you borrow money from a girlfriend?
The first time, yes.
It was the first time. Yes. How humiliating it is.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they just became ATMs.
Yeah.
You just got used to it.
Yeah.
No, like, the shame was no longer there.
Yeah. No, this is terrible, but like, I would be cheating on this girl and borrowing money from her to go cheat on her.
And wait, you borrow money to cheat on her?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better about myself now.
You should. But that was like the norm. And I remember I was
that
talking.
That was the norm.
So I had a drinking buddy back in the day, and I was explaining to him, and he goes, wait, what? And I thought, yeah, we're cool, right? We're drinking buddy. He goes, no. Because he said the same thing. That was terrible. It didn't even really dawn on me that that was a terrible thing. That was like an option for me. Well, why wouldn't I take her money to go bang this chick?
Two things there.
Yeah.
That goes beyond the borrowing money and not feeling guilty.
But I was comfortable with that.
Right. I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
And by the way, I stiffed her on top of it.
Oh, my God. Well, stiffen the other chick. Come on, folks. Ooh, yeah. High five.
Stiffs all the way around.
Well, no, but like going back to the girlfriend borrowing money thing, it is funny. You're right. Like when you get in certain financial situations, things that should make you feel shame after a while.
You just got to get it done.
Yeah. It sounds terrible, doesn't it?
I understand that, but you know.
But it's true.
Money rules the world, and I need it. I got to get some of it however I can get it. It's, you know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to bills and collections, the state of New York is the fourth best in America when it comes to how many collection debts that we're dealing with. Mm. Like, top five in America, which I did not expect, you did not expect.
No.
We are a pretty expensive place to live.
That Mississippi thing still bothering me. I hate losing a Mississippi.
Well, but again, if nobody qualifies for credit.
I know, they're a very poor state.
So, you know, we're talking about our experiences back in the day with debt collectors calling the house and trying to take your stuff.
Yeah.
The good news about today.
What's the good news?
You know, back in the day, if a debt collector called you and left you a message on your answering machine, whomever was in your house at that moment was going to hear, hello, Mr. Mulay, this is Dave from Financial Indiscretions Incorporated. Just call to figure out. Blah, blah, blah. And they always had like the kindest voices, but would say it to embarrass you. If you had like a lady over in that moment, if your buddies were there watching the game, that voice from Financial Indiscretions Incorporated was going to boom throughout the house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that call just goes to your voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No one but you is going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they call your workplace.
And that's where it gets complicated.
And I've seen that happen to people.
I've answered the phone for somebody, them looking for somebody that they thought worked in this building.
Somebody gave the WCMF hotline to a bill collector so they could get credit.
It is the worst, man, but it is fun to watch.
No, but that goes on. You could put that on the air.
Yes, you could.
If they want, if Kimmy wanted to be a monster.
Or if like we were trying to take phone calls quick or something, you know?
Hi, we're looking for Tommy Mulay, Financial Indiscretions Incorporated. I'm also convinced there's a family aspect of this, too.
Like it's kind of passed down?
Yeah, well, I mean, Tommy, you wouldn't qualify for this because your dad, as bad as he was with money, he always had money.
Oh, yeah.
There are stats that show that most people end up around the same economic level as their parents.
Yeah.
And
it's where you're learning your stuff from.
And going down that road, like if you grew up hearing debt collectors calling the house, I always assumed, because that happened to me when I was a kid, I assumed this happened in every house.
Right, they became family.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Uncle Ted looking for his money from Household Finance.
What I mean is, I assume that every kid.
That's how you operate.
Yeah, that I knew got these same voicemails.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
like,
that's your normal.
Yeah. Right? It was less shame. It was more a part of life. So, like, if you grew up with parents that had bills and collections or a lot of debt, are you also more likely to have that growing up?
Oh, sure.
Is that something?
Or just the way they spent money.
I mean, it's learned behavior. I'm not justifying it, but it makes sense of why you're like this.
Well, like, but I wasn't aware my parents weren't paying some bills.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would you know? It's like 10, 12, 15.
Yeah, but things were getting turned off in your house.
That did happen. Yeah, but maybe a squirrel ate through the power line.
Oh, okay. The big financial squirrel.
And you could have just grown up watching them spend money a certain way or putting everything on credit cards. That may have been their advice to you. If you couldn't come up with money, I'll just open a credit. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, that's what they did. So I guess I don't know what other options I have.
So you know what's funny about that?
What's that?
I never had a financial discussion with either of my parents ever.
Oh, wow.
They never gave me any advice. They never like put me in any direction. Mm-hmm. Like not once have I ever talked about money with my mother or father. And that's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it still had the same result to a certain point.
I mean, I watched it. So I don't know. I don't know if that, I mean, I'm not trying to say it's my parents' fault, but.
No, but like my parents, my father was an ass about money, right? So he was the exact opposite of like your old man. Like when I had that job bagging groceries and stuff, he literally would take my paycheck every week and then give me $5. But I was still terrible with money. Like, so like your father and my father were opposite, but they produced the same busted financial kid.
Oh, I take it back.
What?
I have one vivid memory of money discussion with my father.
What's that?
He had these buddies that would come into town every once in a while from downstate.
Yeah.
Cops, right? And I remember going out with him one time. I was a teenager, and we all go to dinner, and he picked up the bill. And I remember seeing what the bill was, and I had asked him. I go, that was a lot of money. And he looked at me, and he goes, it's just money.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go, just money.
Which, in hindsight, again.
You only live once, kid.
But didn't he say, well, it's just a house? And didn't he also say, hey, it's just your family? I'm just a husband.
No, I do wonder, like, if it is generational,
yeah,
is what we're talking about here enough to get people who are living on that razor's edge? And maybe you're not doing it on purpose. Maybe it's necessary, in which case you can't
fix it. To get out of that hole, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But is that enough if you're dangling that razor's edge to think, if my kids are seeing this, I don't want them to end up doing this too?
Point them in the right direction either. Yeah. Like you.
I mean, just so they don't see me going.
The financial shame.
Yeah. But then again, like we talked about, if you've been doing it for a while, there's no shame anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
I will say this.
Mm.
There was a little bit of fun in dodging these people.
A little bit of fun?
Like, I felt smart.
Yeah. Like, you're crafty.
Yeah.
Especially when I was on the road.
Yeah.
I was on the financial run. But I wasn't trying.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's funny, though, because if you didn't decide to go out on the road, you would have been living pretty well. Right? If you had stayed in that meat cutting job?
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't require him to tell jokes, which means he would have been fine.
It was a good steady job.
Yeah, because you were kind of fine, though, financially. Like, you were on a great path until you decided to take a chance on something, right? So you kind of did get, until you decided to make that decision, you did kind of have a good financial base up until that point.
Oh, yeah.
He's really dumb.
Yeah. But I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, no, everybody is. Thank God you ended up here. Let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You're going to love this.
What? What? I'm excited.
And here's the thing, man. What? You know, parents... It used to be, Kimmy, when parents heard warnings like this, they would immediately go, oh, I got to stop doing this. Now, maybe not so much, depending on how they feel about things. But as much as this makes sense, I think it's become such a part of modern youth.
Youth?
That there's nothing that's going to change. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new study produced yesterday is recommending that no child in America should have caffeine until the age of 19.
So that soda is everything.
Anything at all.
Wow.
So I'm going to read you a quote. Caffeine can cause high blood pressure and even heart palpitations, leading to the expert panel to conclude that kids and teens should avoid caffeine as much as possible. We're seeing even small amounts of caffeine in children and adolescents are leading to sleep disturbances, depressions, and other mood disorders, along with increased risk of negative behaviors like increased risk for eventual alcohol and tobacco. Right. Now, it's one.
So maybe that's what's wrong with all of us.
Now, it's one study.
Yeah.
So take it all with a grain of salt, right? But, I mean, I guess it would make sense that you shouldn't be putting caffeine into the body of, like, half an adult.
Yeah, but all that soda you drink as a kid?
That's what I'm saying. That's what they, right. Well, I mean, it's worse now. So, first of all, you see kids in line at the coffee shop. Not to mention the most trendy drink about a year or two ago was that Prime. Developed by that influencer Logan Paul.
Yeah, it's all those energy drinks. Like, there's like one popular one that circulates every so often.
So all those energy drinks have caffeine?
This Prime one is highlighted because one can of Prime.
Yeah, what is it equal to?
200 milligrams of caffeine, which is six times the amount of caffeine in a can of Coca-Cola. So every Prime your kid drank, they got
six Cokes?
Six caffeine-wise Cokes.
So that'd be like, I wonder how many cups of coffee that would work out. Probably about the same.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. But it's not good. And that Prime was everywhere. You excited?
Oh, yeah. But the kids aren't going to do it.
What do you mean?
They'll be there.
Well, I mean,
half of them don't drink coffee. Half of them get basically ice. They get like all those like frozen drinks.
Yeah, but
those
they're still caffeine.
Yeah, that's there's still a lot of caffeine in those. Because I remember like that was the cool thing to have when we'd be unleashed in the mall. You'd go to Gloria Jean's, wait in line for one of those frozen coffees.
Right.
Like that was when I first discovered like actual coffee or to the closest thing I enjoyed to coffee at that point.
I mean, to your point, this has existed now for two generations.
Yes.
Kids drinking trendy ass coffee. Yeah. Like, you know, we talked a couple days ago about how the Starbucks cup for younger kids can be a
status symbol.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Look what I have here. I'm walking around with it. So, Kemi, with this study now that they recommend kids under 19 should not have any caffeine at all, does that change how parents?
I think you can try.
Okay.
I think it's like impossible. Because every parent would have to be on the same page with that, because I'm guessing, like, you know, when your kids have their friends over, like, you're opening the fridge and letting them get whatever they want most of the time. So if you're a soda family, that kid's going straight for that can of soda every time.
Yeah, you're at a sunny day, man.
I want that purple stuff.
and I'm thinking, too, like, 19, I mean, your kid could be off into the world at that point and have a job or doing, you know, going to school where like they kind of rely on that caffeine to get by every day.
I could live without it. I've been drinking coffee solid.
Yeah.
Since I was 15.
And, you know, they have said that it stunts your growth, and that's proof that it does.
But I don't have any of them other things.
What did you just say?
I don't have any of them other things. And I was putting whiskey in my coffee at 15 at work.
Again.
At work in a meat grinder.
Again. What is, God, how did America make it to this point? How did your generation survive anything?
Because we didn't mamby-pamby everything.
You didn't mamby-pamby. You let a 15-year-old get drunk working a meat grinder.
And by the way, it was just mildly buzzed.
That's drunk. 252 WCMF. A new study released yesterday says that no child under the age of 19 should have any caffeine at all.
None at all.
Get the caffeine the hell out of here. You know, it is what is funny about this, and again,
it's one study.
Yeah. So take it with a grain of salt. The coffee has been like in the crosshairs.
But they keep pulling it in both directions.
Okay,
right?
Calm down. I'm not trying to take your coffee away. I mean with kids.
Yeah.
Because now don't drink the coffee because the caffeine's bad for you. I remember when I was younger, they told you don't drink coffee as a kid because it will stunt your growth.
Which is not true.
I understand. Right. But like for some reason, it was like kids shouldn't drink coffee because stunt your growth. Now kids shouldn't drink coffee.
You know what they based that on?
What's that?
Italians being short people. That's exactly what they did.
Not.
They looked at a bunch of little old Italian men and go, see, that's what happens when you smoke Denoblis and you drink all day.
What about Colombians? Are they tall?
No, they're short.
Are they? Okay, so there you go. Oh!
All your coffee countries are short people.
So there you go. Maybe there's
actually all your caffeine countries. Well, tea too.
Well, we're kind of a caffeine country.
No, but I'm saying like of like that have been drinking it for like thousands of years.
The English are tall.
No, they're not.
I mean, yeah, they're taller than Colombians. Churchill
was like wasn't even 5 foot.
That's one English.
Like I can remember like when FDR used to put him on his lap.
What did that sound like?
Oh, I put you on my lap and I can't feel you, Winston, because my legs don't work. They're a little numb. Never before have I sat on a president's lap and enjoyed it so much. You just happy to see me?
They were best buddies. Brothers. It's not out of the question that they were sitting on each other's
lap. Those dudes were tight.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, you're
And there wasn't a lot of cameras around back then either.
You're fighting Hitler, you're going to have a bond. I'm just saying.
And they both like to drink.
No, I mean, like the Irish drink tea, the Italian, or the English drink tea, they're all
there
tall
are some
people.
Big tea countries.
I mean, China drinks tea, they're not a tall people.
They're not a tall. Well, yeah. How about Yao Ming? Face.
That's the only one you know because he's so tall.
Yeah, but he drank so much tea, bro, because he's so tall.
Bro, he's so tall, Sarah Palin could see her from her house.
Are we doing a show in 1999? Or what was it? Yao Ming, Sarah Palin references?
You would think here.
Well, how about Enron? They're doing pretty well, huh?
You'd think here, if that was the case, Mountain Dew would have shortened an entire generation.
Doing the Dew, for sure.
Doing the Dew. I mean, this could come down to, and again, I'm not here to suggest that this study is not correct. I do have to dig into it deeper, you know, as I care about where my studies come from to see where the angle would be, why someone, okay. But like, I mean, if you look at the way that, I think what we're looking for here in these studies is why kids, starting with our generation, Kimmy, more Generation X, started having such a hard time in youth compared to you guys as a kid. The anxiety, the depression, what's going on in their world.
You think it's because of more consumption, maybe?
I don't, but I think that's
It could be.
I think there's a correlation. People are looking for a correlation because they don't want to say we're giving too much access to the world to our kids. The world is a scarier place for them than it was for you.
Well, if you were a depressed kid of my generation, you did it in silence. Nobody knew.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so it wasn't I was never going to tell my, I'm bummed out.
No, I get it. But it's not just the depression. It's anxiety. It's the shorter attention spans.
But now they're paying attention to it.
But past that, you know, your generation, whatever you wanted to do as a kid, that was normal.
Yes.
Right? Well, the newer generation, what they want to do now is weird and unholy. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. So I don't know. It does feel, Kimmy, like they're looking for something to be like, oh, that's why the kids are this way. Okay. Look at that right there. It's the caffeine. Thing.
Yeah.
It's the plastics.
Right. But the kids today are different than my generation, even your generation.
You know, I mean,
you said like, you know, the drug use is down. Yep. The casual sex is down.
Yep. It gets replaced with something else, though.
Zin.
Yeah, but what are they sinning?
Zin. Z-Y-N, Zin.
Oh, Zin.
The little pouch you put in your lip. The thing that RFK Jr. stuck in his face when he was talking to Congress yesterday. He popped a Zin.
Is that what that was?
That's what that
is. So what is that?
It's a nicotine pouch.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like doing chew.
No, because it's actually safe. In fact, not to get off topic here, last week or a couple weeks ago, the federal government came out and said that these Zins, which you can buy at a gas station, they're flavored.
And they're caffeine.
No, they're nicotine.
Nicotine.
They can be used safely as a cigarette replacement.
Oh, so you don't, so they're, oh, all right.
Which I was shocked by.
So you wouldn't get the cancer.
I don't know if you don't get the cancer, maybe you get less of the cancer. I haven't looked into that enough either. But Kimmy, I was surprised that you can go to a gas station and I thought those, we were going to find out like these things are terrible for you.
Wow.
It's become very popular with like younger guys.
Still new.
Okay.
And guys.
Give it time.
Yeah. Being grilled by the Senate.
Exactly.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.